Derek, that must be a very hard one to take, especially considering the second half dominance.
No, but the team that won the game deserved to win the game. They had the right approach to start the game. I think the first 45 minutes, I didn't recognise my team, to be honest. I thought we were second best all over the pitch. I thought wee Christie lit the game up with his ability, and we never really got to grips with him in there. I thought he was excellent for them and brought a bit of quality to the game. But aside that, I thought Inverness were excellent in that period. And while we dominated the second half and played the game properly, I still feel that the better team, or the team that deserved to win the game, won the game because of their approach to it.
In what way do you feel that, you know, or why do you feel that Aberdeen were so poor in the first half then?
No, we lost poor goals, but we also we scored for our first decent set play. You know, the first ball in, I think Niall puts it in, and there's a bit of quality, and we get a run on it, and it, for me, it masked a lot of it. We got made it closer than it actually was, to be honest. I felt that in the first half, you know, it was probably in my time as manager, I've had disappointments in losing semi-finals and the like, and, but I actually felt it was as poor a performance that I've been in charge of here. So, and I thought it was, I didn't see it coming. That's that. Normally you always envisage our players, no matter how good or bad they are in terms of ability in the game, but they always make sure that they're on it. They're always winning tackles, seeing the importance of making the game go our way and getting that momentum of our play, because we were up against a good team, and I thought we allowed them too often to be influential, the better players to be influential and enjoy the game. And from that point of view, I was disappointed. I think it's something that we need to recognise, that we need to make sure that there's, we stop the opposition playing first and foremost and then try and bring our game onto it. So, no, we could say here it was close, we deserved more. We could say that, and there might be some merit in that, I get that. And I felt that on penalty box entries and pressure and all that in the second half, then there could be a case for that. But for me, that doesn't hide the fact that, for me, the better team, not so much the better team, certainly, but the team that won the 3 points, merited the 3 points.
It certainly wasn't lack of effort. Was it more poor decision-making?
No, I don't think there's ever lack of effort, but there's still got to be an attitude to do the ugly side of the game first and foremost. You know, we know Inverness have got good players that can handle the ball, technically very good. And the biggest one of those, the one that can hurt you the most, would be Boy Christie. You know, and I thought he was very influential, and I don't think we really dealt with that. So, by and large, you know, we've got to make sure. I know we've had McGinn get off, which, again, for the second game running, we've had influential players coming off the pitch and you're having to make changes. But the same team that beat Celtic a fortnight ago was there, apart from one player. You know, it was Parker Farooney, and that had no effect on the result. Josh exactly did well in the game in terms of chasing things down and eager to take his opportunity. But the same team beat Celtic by showing everything I'm talking about that wasn't there in evidence in the first half. Yes, it was their second half, but I think that we can't, as I say, play games in that manner in the first half and always expect to win. It's no easy criticising the team because they've been absolutely fantastic up until that first half, and by and large, and as I say, been in charge of them now for 2.5 years, they've been, you could never really aim that. But I thought today, for the first time, we didn't have the enthusiasm and the desire to stop the opposition playing first and foremost, and that for me was why we were going half time down and chasing the game.